Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The vicious, and it was, cyberbullying of Team Canada captain Maxime Comtois after he missed a penalty shot during overtime in the Canada-Finland game at the World Junior Hockey Championships in BC. Just awful. Absolutely awful. And people were telling me, ah, it's just a bunch of cement heads. Ignore them. I don't think you can. Carol Todd is, of course, Amanda's mom. And we all remember the horror, really, of Amanda committing suicide following incessant cyberbullying and threatening. Go to AmandaToddLegacy.org and you can get involved with Carol's initiatives, which are really global. She joins us. Carol, we've been talking for many years, and here we have this crude and vicious cyber attack, series of them, on the Team Canada captain. As I said, some people are saying it's just a bunch of cement heads who've had too many beers, were angry that Canada lost to Finland, let it go. There's more to it than that, though, isn't there?
I think that there's more to it. It's about, you know, where's your moral compass and how do you think and why do you have to hide behind a keyboard and say all these things? I mean, we all make mistakes. We all aren't perfect. And I was reading up on the articles related to Team Canada and their loss to Finland. And in every sport, in everything we do, you know what? There has to be often a winner and a loser, and that's where we learn how to accept these losses and watch. I think what was said and what has been done is horrible. And the Team Canada players are, you know, between the ages of 17 and 19, and they're quite young. But it's horrible at all ages, and I think that we need to take this example and learn from it, and especially, you know, as Canadians, I think we have to stand up for what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah, and again, Canadians can get involved at AmandaToddLegacyFoundation.org. Are things improving generally as far as cyberbullying is concerned? Because my guess is if you're using the language that was used on Maxime Comtois, you're not doing it for the first time.
Oh, probably not. There are people out there who just speak like that and think like that as normal day, everyday behavior. But what we have to do is we have to step up as the watchers and the bystanders, if you want to use that word, and call them out, but not call them out in a physical way, or, you know, not stoop to their level as Michelle Obama, you know, you take the high road. But it's a teachable moment to talk to our kids and to talk to other young people and talk to our peers, our work colleagues over the water cooler about, hey, you know, did you hear about this incident? It was so wrong. And, you know, why are people? So we have to spread that awareness and what is right and what is wrong in that method. I'm a believer that everything sometimes happens for a reason, and that's why I believe we should use this as one of those teachable moments. And
yeah.
as I was also going through the articles and reading what Max had said, and he's going to step back and he's, you know, shut down his accounts for now and ignore it, that's a good path to take. But I've also seen so many supportive people commenting about how those keyboard warriors, their behaviors are so wrong. And that's the kind of thing that we want to see and hear.
Yeah. The average teenager doesn't have agents, lawyers, media, yeah, a significant backup system to protect them and to respond to cyberbullying. The average teenager quite often feels like I'm in this alone. So it's so critically important, as you say, for people to not let it go, to talk about and to push back when they're aware, yeah, of this sort of thing going on.
And the one thing is that Team Canada, like this whole hockey thing, and every big sport event or just whatever event is very high profile. So it's out in the media, and that's what gives us the awareness that this is happening. For your average teenager, if they're being cyber abused and cyber bullied online, it doesn't go out into media. No one knows about it. Right. And sometimes that young person feels embarrassed or afraid to talk and in fear of more retribution. But my one message is that if you're being victimized, you need to tell someone. You need to talk to someone and share that so that you can get the support needed in terms of how to overcome those feelings of angst that you might be feeling, right? But you need to talk to someone. You can't hold it within yourself because it can manifest in other ways.
Carol, thank you so much for taking the time today, and thanks for what you're
doing. You're welcome.
All the best.
Always.
Bye.
Always. Bye.
Carol Todd, Amanda Todd, LegacyFoundation.org. If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.